This is WSKG News. A Tompkins County-based group of investors are nearing completion of an unlikely project, an industrial-scale wind farm. The project would be made up of 7 turbines and produce up to 12 megawatts of electricity, enough to power a few thousand homes. WSKG's Matt Richman reports on the long, hard road the project's developers have traveled.
The hubs of the turbines we're proposing will be 96 meters up in the air.
Marguerite Wells is the project manager of Black Oak Wind Farm, which if you wanted to visit right now is just a field outside of Ithaca with a wind measuring tower in it. But, says Wells, the hard part of getting a wind farm built there is already behind them.
The earliest investors, it was very strongly a pitch about this is the right thing to do because we had no permits, no contracts, nothing at that point. And it was very much a speculative investment, very high risk.
An organic farmer by trade, Wells started working on the project 8 years ago. She's carried it through the entire environmental impact process. The documents on their website include an appendix for every letter of the alphabet except Z, studies on noise and watershed impacts, its potential effects on birds. There's even a shadow flicker report. She's sold all the wind power that the turbines will produce for the next 10 years to Cornell University. 80 landowners near the site are on board, and Wells is in the middle of a third public offering of stock in the farm.
I mean, I've always been over my head. From the very first day that I agreed to help my neighbor, and he said, oh, call up this turbine supply company and ask them about turbine pricing. And I made the call, and I sounded like a complete idiot because I had no idea what I was talking about. And that kind of primed me for the rest of the job.
Now all that's left is raising the rest of the money and connecting to the grid. Their goal is to raise $34 million from private lenders, and so far they have a few million from individual investors. Peter Bardaglio is the president of the board of directors. He was also the founder of an alternative energy consulting firm called Seneca Consulting. Like Wells, he's never built a wind farm. Bardaglio says raising the rest of the money won't be the biggest challenge they face. It's the connection to the grid that's proving tricky.
I think one of the issues with the interconnection process is never really quite knowing where we are with it in terms of dealing with the other parties.
The interconnection process involves two main parties. The New York Independent Service Operator, NYISO, makes sure the state always has enough power running through its transmission lines. And the utility NYSEG owns the transmission lines. In this case, Black Oak will have to build a substation where they connect to the grid and then turn it over to the utility. The NYISO then approves, rejects, or alters the power producer's application to interconnect. That process alone takes up to 3 years.
Turbine 2 is going to be right out there by the trees.
But Wells is moving ahead. They need to be up and running before the end of the year to qualify for federal tax credits. In 10 years, once the loans are paid off, the profits from power produced will go to the local investors, who by SEC regulations have to be New York residents. This would be the first wind farm in New York owned by locals. Wells says while going around the state making her pitch to potential investors, others have been bringing her places for future projects.
So I'm definitely going to be building more projects, and I want people to bring me the hills that they would like to see turbines on and put turbines in places where people want them.
Wells is hoping that construction at Black Oak will start this spring. For WSKG News, I'm Matt Richmond.